You're listening to the Rural Survival here on RBN. Today is caller's choice. Our caller number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, the number is 800-313-9443. And we're speaking with Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, you still there? Oh, did we? Okay, sorry about that. Okay, Jerry, if you're still listening, Rick is on the line. So we're going to, Rick, are you there?
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry to call back, but there are a couple things I wanted to mention, and I'll try to be brief. Jerry was asking about stake doneness, and that's, I think, what he was asking. And this is a very simple technique that people can get very good at. If you're out there cooking meat and you don't have a thermometer and everybody's drinking beer and nobody wants to go get you a thermometer, if let's say you're right-handed, hold your left hand up in front of your face, and just barely touch your index finger to your thumb, and then there's that very large muscle at the base of your thumb. Poke it with your finger, no, the other finger, your right hand, poke it, and that would be rare. Now, you can't push together. You can't squeeze. Just hold them together like you're holding a butterfly by the wings. That would be rare. If you touch it to your middle finger, your thumb to your middle finger, and poke that with your finger, that's going to be what medium feels like. And in the middle would be medium rare. This is a skill, a simple skill, but you can get very good at it, and it is ridiculously accurate. And sometimes I would say I have had some very poor readings out of my thermometers on meat. And, you can use this method anywhere as long as you don't get one of your hands cut off. So there was something that Dan said about soap. And here's the thing, and I just wanted to mention this, and I'll try to go quick. Soap is a very simple thing. It's just fat and lye. Fat, if you catch yourself a big old chubby raccoon and you cook it over an oak fire, okay, you're going to wind up with three things: fat, rendered fat, meat, and oak ash. If you take the cold oak ash, put it in a bucket, take a nail and poke some holes in the bottom of that, pour water in the top, and let that slowly drip out the bottom, that will be lye water. If that gets mixed with the raccoon fat after it drips on out, they call it dripping ash, dripping, you'll take that lye, put it in with the fats, heat it up and stir it together, that will make lye soap. Now, yes, it's harsh, but it's what was used for a long, long time as soap. There is a simple method. There is a book I'm very fond of called, and I mentioned this, I just thought of this now. It's called Foxfire. It's the Foxfire books for anybody. It costs about $200 to buy a whole set. But the very first book, it was supposed to be one book, but it got to be so doggone popular, we made 13 more. But the first it's the set. It is actually called Foxfire book, hog dressing. It's got an extended title: hog dressing, log cabin building, mountain crafts, planting by the signs, snake lore, hunting tales, faith healing, moonshining, and other affairs of plain living. You can get that off Amazon.com, brand new, for $14.62. And believe me, it is worth every dime. It's not really a how-to manual. It's more of a dip in the Appalachian culture because they talk to this old woman extended periods of time, and she tells them all the stories of all the things that they did throughout the years in hog dressing and soap making, and it's all in this book called Foxfire. It's the original Foxfire. I never bring it up, and never thought to bring it up, but I got to tell you, it's one of my favorite books, and it may be the reason that I kind of got into prepping, is because just the information in that book is so ridiculously entertaining and useful. Well, anyway, I'll let you get on to the other callers. Thanks, Ms. Spencer.
Well, you're fine, Rick. I don't have any callers waiting at the moment.
Okay. Well, And yeah, and the meat cooking thing is it's just one of those skills. All you have to do is check your thumb, poke your thumb, poke the meat, and then open it up a little bit with a knife and see how it's matching up. And then very quickly you'll be able to decipher what it is that you're doing. The book, what I would probably suggest is you buy the original book for $14.62. And then if you think it's as cool as I think it is, somehow, some way, wangle the whole set and then give the original book to one of your kids and see if you can't, start that fox fire going. And that's not to be confused with Firefox. That's a Clint Eastwood movie about a fire pilot. This is actually not fire. This is Foxfire. It's a book series readily available on Amazon.com. Anyway, now I'm going to do some welding, but I'm going to listen to the show. Thanks a million. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for calling in, Rick. I appreciate it.
That's
be
all
careful.
Right. All right, I'll talk to you. Yeah, you bet. Thanks.
I'm fine. Okay. We've been talking about different ways of storing things today, items that you should be storing that people might have forgotten. So if you have any ideas or suggestions that we haven't mentioned today, give us a call. Our number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. I know that you can store things in buckets. Just make sure that your lids fit tight. You can store things in mason jars. Again, making sure your lids have good seals on them. If there's anything else that you can think of that is good for storage, give us a shout. Let us know so our listeners will have some other ideas. We had Susan in Oregon that called in. She suggested one of the small sprayers as an emergency shower type thing because, you know, boiling your water for a nice warm shower for yourself or your kids and then having to maybe carry it around the house to the bathroom so your kids don't bump into you, which was a really good idea. But like she said, please remember to mark it emergency showers only. That way it's not used for spraying bugs or anything because that would not work out too well. You might consider also taking one of those containers and putting some heirloom seeds in it. Now, when you buy your seeds at the store, you need to make sure that they are heirloom seeds. The heirloom seeds are the seeds that you can actually plant the plant, then turn around and use the seed from that vegetable or fruit and plant another plant from it so you have continuous plants. Those are your heirloom seeds. These are the ones that have not been tampered with in any way, and they're beginning to be harder and harder to get a hold of. But you need to, like I said, make sure they say heirloom, get you some seeds, and definitely put them in a container that bugs and stuff can't get to, that you have access to. And you might want to, if you have any type of good potting soil or whatever that you like to use, you might get some of those too and put them up. You know, they have those little starter ones now that you just put a seed in, put it in some water, and it absorbs the water and it starts your seed. You might consider storing some of those in a container so you have the soil to at least start your plants with. But we all think about canned goods, we all think about dry goods and storing them and everything, but, you know, you're still going to want some of that fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, which are really better for you than the canned stuff, but the canned stuff does in a pinch, but it's only going to last you so long, so you really need to consider getting heirloom seeds for this. Okay, we have a caller. Carl in Texas on line 11, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I have one thing I wanted to get from you today.
Okay.
That's your phone number for me to call in and order some of your filters?
To order, actually, the filters you can find on our website at Rural Survival.
That, but I don't do email.
Okay, you don't do emails.
Don't do email for good reasons.
Okay. Well, tell you what, if you'll call back in, Sam can take your number and I can get it from him. Okay?
I do it that way, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
If I gave my number out over there, I'd have probably a lot more phone calls, and I just don't have time to stay on my phone constantly.
That's too, but like my problem.
No, that's
I was hit by that Bitcoin thing about 6 months ago, the one that they're going around with now.
Uh-huh.
Fortunately, I had my computer set up where everything was put on those little thumb drives, like Tim does.
Right.
And they didn't attach those because when I unplugged them, they couldn't get to them. So all they got was a bunch of garbage. And I went in and I was going to reformat my hard drive, but I found I didn't have to. All I had to do was just delete some of the ones that they'd messed up. And my computer's still working, so I just thought that might be of some use to some people.
Well, that's pretty good. I know that Windows.
One of the things I'm doing, which may be of some interest, I went along the road there and found some people who had some of these barrels, water barrels.
Uh-huh.
And they had labeled on what they put in them, which was, you know, be like avocado juice. And so I washed those out. I cut them in half. So I had barrels, and then I put manure, peat moss, that sort of stuff, you know, leaves. And that's what I'm growing right now with tomatoes, zucchinis, and I'm already got two rounds of squash, zucchinis, and yellow.
Wow.
And, of course, I'm like in the right season right now. It's getting rain.
Well, it seems like every time they go to put ours in, it just pours down rain for days at a time. It's a little hard.
And for people who want to have an interesting website, you might want to look at Health Masters.
Look at what? I'm sorry, look at what?
Don't think I hear anybody.
Carl, you still there? Can you hear me?
No, you're way, way, way off in the boonies.
No, not really.
I don't know when they cut it back, but they did.
That's okay. I didn't even think about those water barrels being used, but that's a good idea.
Well, here's the thing. I catch rainwater off of the old barn roof out there, which is metal. It's not rusty metal by any means. And every time it rains, I got several barrels get filled up, and I put the lids back on, keep the critters and leaves and stuff out of it. Then go out with my little buggy and my lawnmower, and I do about six glass jugs, not water jugs. I could have a milk carton. Those deteriorate, the glass. So I take that in. Then what I do, in that glass, I have what they call prill beads. And they're to take the radiation out of the water.
That's okay.
I got those from the Power Hour people, anybody. They don't come cheap, but they last you about 5 years for a bag of them. And I have about three bags. And I use those jugs that you collect, I guess you might say, sun tea, you know, glass, have little spigots on them, 1 gallon. And take and run the water from my barrels through a distiller and put it into there. So what comes out of that goes in and gets the little beads. Then I take the standard filter like you're going to try to sell me. Then I run that through, which puts the carbon and whatever in that system. Then that's my drinking water. And sometimes it might be even the stuff I put on my plants to get them started. And it works pretty good for me so far.
It sounds like it. It's a good idea.
Hey, I'm going to call that number back and give you my number then, okay?
Okay. That'd be great. Just give Sam your number and he'll make sure to give it to me after the show. All right. Thanks, Carl. Bye-bye. Okay, we have Tom in Utah on line 9. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I sorry that I haven't been able to listen complete each of your show, but I might give a caution to people when they're dealing with trying to survive. One item you probably ought to really encourage people to have is a package of surgical or latex gloves, so that when they're handling meat in the raw state, they're not picking up the infections and parasites that are in that animal as they're butchering it.
Quite often
people will go out, even if they're just out camping, or I've been out on Boy Scout trips, and I keep telling them, since I worked in pathology, especially veterinary pathology, I said, do not handle that raw bloody meat without surgical gloves. I mean, we wouldn't do that in the surgical theater. So the fact is that in the preparation of raw meat, that's where generally the infections come into the family or into the individual. So when if you're working in a commercial plant where they're handling meat, you know that they are all required to wear gloves. And
right.
That's to protect the worker from the infection that's in the animal. So I try to tell the mothers, if you were working in my surgical theater, I would fire you if you picked up that hamburger and started to make a disc out of it with your hands without putting on gloves. Because then you're going to take those hands, even if you wash them, because back into the fissures of your skin, those organisms can survive. And then you pick up your baby or you handle your children, and now the problem is theirs, even though you may have gotten away scot-free because your immune system is more mature.
Right.
So I really encourage people to at least have surgical gloves, or you can make the choice I've made. I'm a hardcore vegan or vegetarian. I won't touch animal anyway. But if you're intent on having animals, and sometimes it's the only way you're going to survive, then you should have gloves and make sure that you're extremely careful in the handling of that material, not to pass that blood or tissue to something else that could pass it to you or to your children. That's my contribution. If you're packing up supplies for survival, make sure you have a box of surgical gloves or latex gloves, like you buy for washing your dishes sometimes.
Right.
And then make sure before you take those gloves off that you dip them into into Clorox water or into some very strong disinfectant before you even pull them off your hands. That way you won't pass any of that material onto you or onto your children.
Excellent.
See, when you're out trying to survive, your greatest enemy most of the time is infection.
Right.
More likely to be taken down by sickness than you are to be taken down by some adversarial individual. And if you are sick, there's no way you're going to be able to defend yourself anyway. So you must do everything you can to maintain sanitation as well as keeping your health up. A sick patriot is not a very good patriot.
No. And as well as I do, even some of the herbs and stuff that are out there that you could use that are their own antibiotics only get you so far. So, yeah, you have to do everything you possibly can to maintain that good health.
I tell people, using the metaphor, if you don't want to get sick, don't stick your head up out of the trench and get the red dot on your forehead.
Yep. Hey, Tom, we have to go to break. We're going to be back in about 2 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Hi, you're listening to Rural Survival on RBN, and we have been talking about different ways of storing things and things you should be storing, and today is caller's choice. The number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, the number 800-313-9443. And we have Jerry back in, Jerry's back from Chicago. Jerry, are you still there?
Yeah, I guess I got cut off, but I wanted to mention one or two other things that you could probably keep. Pure Gum Spirits Turpentine. Maybe go to your local Ace Hardware and pick up a quart of that. It's probably about $11, and the uses for it are unbelievable. You could rub it into your joints. Now, remember, Pure Gum Spirits Turpentine is made from distilled pine bark, and pine is a known anti-inflammatory. I've also taken a spoonful of it a couple of times when I had strep throat, and it got rid of the strep throat in no time at all. Not the best tasting stuff in the world, but you get used to it.
I wouldn't have thought about drinking it, but okay.
Now, I didn't say drink it because that's bad, but a tablespoon of it now and then, it will not bother you. The other thing, too, as far as prepping goes and keeping clean, you could take yourself your regular paper towels, whether it be Bounty or the generic brand or whatever, and you could fold them and make four sheets out of them, or six sheets, whatever you feel comfortable with. Mix it with like a dish soap or a bar soap and water. Rub it into it. Put it in plastic Ziploc bags. Put a book over the top so you can flatten them out. And they will stay moist for a long, long time. They don't take up a lot of space. And every time you want to bathe, you pull one of those out, and wiped down.
Well, that's a thought. Like you said, wouldn't take up a lot of space at all in your storage area either.
Nope, not at all. And if you stack them all up and then maybe put 10 or 12 days of washing, which would be 12 Ziploc bags, inside of another Ziploc bag, I'm sure you could seal them, you know, keep the air out of them from them drying up even more. And the other thing, too, is I wanted to mention is if when you go to cook a steak, number one, bring the steak to room temperature. That's the very first important thing. Never poke it, never cut it. And what you want to do is you want to sear it with a very high heat. Depending on the thickness of steak, it could be anywhere from like a minute to about 3 minutes on each side. And when you're all done searing it, pull it off the burner and wrap it in tin foil and set a timer for about 15 minutes and you will have yourself an incredible steak.
That sounds good. You're making me hungry, Jerry.
Yeah, well, I defrosted a steak last night when I got home, pulled it out of the freezer, and I'm going to eat it today. So that's the exact way that I'm going to cook it. So,
well,
and with that, I hope Tim is doing a lot better. Thanks for taking my call, and I'm waiting for Rick to follow through with some silver I talked to him about, and my starter kit on how to make it myself, and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
Thanks
well,
a lot. You have a very informative show, and you enjoy your Memorial Day weekend.
You too, Jerry. Thank you. And in case you missed it, Jerry, Rick said he had it and he was going to be shipping it to you soon. Okay, we go to the next caller, Susie in Arkansas. Susie, are you there?
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
I certainly wish Tim Godspeed to get well.
Well, thank you.
And we'll pray for him. Are you aware of it's called silver gel? You said he was a brittle diabetic, correct?
Yes. They classify that.
Yeah, my sister-in-law is also, and she acquired type 1 diabetes as an adult, which is a very rare situation. And when she gets a little skin thing on her, you know, she doesn't heal quickly. And I heard about the silver gel, and my brother got some for her, and it works very well.
Okay, it's called, I'll have to see if I can find some.
It's called silver gel, and I think he got it on the web.
Okay. I appreciate it, Sue.
Also, is there a way I could get my number to you? Because I really would like to talk to that man that was on before, Tom, from Utah, when he talked about the water and what he did with it.
Sam, he'll make sure.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival on RBN. Susie, if you're listening, if you'll just call back and give Sam your phone number, he'll make sure that I get it, and I'll give you a call after the show, okay? We have our next caller. It's Tom in Utah on line 9. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, sorry to call back, but here's a nice bit of information for people to understand. If you don't have, you know, Clorox available to sanitize any of your utensils or the gloves, 12 minutes of sunshine, direct sunshine, will kill every bacteria that affects animals or humans that I know of. So if you don't have, you know, Clorox or some way to truly chemically sanitize material, just take and put yourself and the gloves in the sunlight. Turn the gloves upside down, get both sides done for about 10 or 12 minutes. And then you can, you know, use a clothespin. That's usually what we do if we're in a situation. We'd take a clothespin, clip on the end of the finger of one of those, and then pull the gloves off and leave them out in the air in the sun, and that will sanitize those gloves. By the way, another thing that's really a risk when people are living in like camping or survival, they may think that milk is okay, but milk is never sterilized. So the rule of thumb is to make sure you cook or boil everything that you consume, so if you don't have to deal with bacteria.
But the only reason we need to boil or cook anything is if it's an animal-based food, because produce itself will not sustain any bacteria or organism for any length of time, especially if it's exposed to air and sunlight. So the safe food to eat when you're out surviving is the produce, the garden foods, the foods that you must take steps to protect yourself from infection is the animal foods. The milk and cheese is basically deadly if it's not been kept frozen or cold for a long time. But still, if you want to avoid any possible infection or sickness, don't consume anything of the animal unless it's thoroughly cooked or boiled. That's my closing thought.
Well, that's good advice and good thing to remember. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. 10 to 12 minutes in the sun for your gloves.
That's right.
Okay.
As long as it's not encapsulated in fat. Fat is a protector no matter what. So if you have any grease or fatty material on your tissues, take them off and leave it out longer than that.
Okay.
Just leave it out for the day.
Well, if you still wearing them after cleaning an animal, if you were to wash your hands really good with soap and all and then turn around and put your gloves out, would you still have to leave them out longer?
Well, what you're trying to do is to kill the organisms that accumulate in the glove.
Right.
So just leave the gloves out in the sunlight and oxygen, and that'll take care of sanitizing them if you don't have Clorox or sanitizer. Sorry.
Okay, no, that's fine. Okay, well, you mentioned...
And it is an excellent idea, even though you had the gloves on and believe you're shielded from the animal tissues, do not touch anything until you wash your hands.
Right.
In other words, that's how we do it in operating theater. We are very fanatic about that. And I will tell you quite frankly, I don't know of any case of anybody getting infected from a surgical procedure. Because everything we use is autoclaved. We have to scrub ourselves very thoroughly before we put even on our gloves. And those gloves are never allowed to touch anything else after we've used them on a patient or in veterinary medicine, an animal. See, I worked both in veterinary pathology as well as human pathology. So we are fully aware of the infection problem that you're subjecting yourself to, and as a consequence, your family to, when you've been operating on an animal. And, of course, the most lethal form of an animal is a dead animal because
right.
Their immune system's not been working, and so the endemic bacteria that are in that animal then can multiply. By the time you go to handle that animal, they're at their strongest. The immune system of the animal is no longer taking them out of the system. And so now you're handling basically a cadaver. And in the pathology lab or in the labs that I worked in, you're not ever allowed to touch the animal or the human directly. And yet we allow our mothers and our family members to violate medical protocol and wonder why they end up sick.
Well, I know that I use like a cap full of bleach in my dishwater when I'm washing dishes. And I'm always careful to wash my hands before I prepare any food for my family. A lot of people do, but I know that there are some out there that don't. So, you know, your advice that you're giving is really good advice. We do definitely have to be careful of the germs that we pass on to ourselves and to others. So, again,
yeah. See, quite often, the mother who has been for a lifetime handling these foods or animal foods, her immune system has developed a strength. But then she picks up her child or puts her baby to her breast and starts to nurse her and wonders why the child is sick, but she's not. And that's because
right.
the child's immune system is not mature, is not experienced in the
fight against these organisms, which the mother's immune system has developed the strength to over the years. In fact, I had to get after one of the nurses when I went to visit her, and she was cooking hamburgers in the kitchen. Her baby was sick on the sofa or the chair, in front of her, and the baby started to fuss, and she said, "Tom, would you mind picking up the baby?" I did. And then she came over and said, "Okay, let me nurse the baby." And I said, "No." I turned my back to her. I said, "Are you going to infect this baby?" She said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, you work in the medical field. Are you allowed to touch a victim or yourself after you've handled any bloody tissue?" She said, "No." I said, "Well, you just handled a dead cow on your counter. You don't know what's in that cow, and now you're going to pick up your baby without... washing your hands," in her case, and I got after her. I said, "You should have never been handling that hamburger without gloves." But like any other common mother, she would pull the cadaver out of the refrigerator, let it thaw, and then pat it into patties with her hands. Uh-huh. So her hands were now in full contact with this bloody dead cow, right? So I said,
"Right.
You've handled that cow, and now you want to handle your baby?" And she said, "Oh, my gosh." She said, "I've been doing that all along." I said, "That's why this baby is sick. You've been handling bloody cadavers and then handling your baby." So from that point on, she said, "I will never do that again."
Well, a lot of people do. They just don't think about what they're doing when they do it.
Well, we do not teach them that. That's the failure. And, of course, if people understand that their infections come out of the animal foods, especially milk, they would not buy those materials and become vegan like I am, and that would be bad for the livestock industry. It also would cut out half of the sickness problems in the medical field. When you're in a survival mode, you can't run to the hospital, so you really need to be wiser in the preparation of your food, and I'm talking about animal food.
Exactly.
You don't have a risk of infection when you're cutting potatoes and putting them in the pan.
Right.
None of the garden vegetables will carry or sustain a bacteria or virus, and that is a fact. So if you're wanting to survive on the tomatoes.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry for that lecture, but I just really freak out when I hear people out there, and they say, "Oh, I'm sick, and I'm sick, and I don't know why." I say, "Well, you were out there and you were handling, hamburger that was in the cooler that had lost its ice, and now the bacteria levels are extremely high." Anyway, sorry for that.
No, it's fine. I appreciate your thoughts. And like you said, it's things that people normally just don't think about because they just go about their daily routines and, don't think about them. So we appreciate it.
When you're in survival mode, you cannot afford to get sick.
No, you can't.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tom. You have a good weekend, hon. We have a couple more callers on the line. Our first caller is Steve in Texas. Steve, are you there?
Yep, here. How y'all doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Yeah, pretty good. One thing that a lot of people don't realize is, someone talked about bleach. Bleach is good. It stores, but everyone forgets about the power of the 20 mule team borax. Okay, you should store it. I do. I keep it. I keep about 10 boxes of it. It bleaches. It sanitizes. It does everything, and it doesn't break down in the plastic bottle. You can store it literally for 100 years, and it'll still be borax. And I was raised around it because my mom's, my mom did everything for my dad. He was an airman, and he had all kinds of grease stains from working on F-105 and F-106s. And she'd soak them in borax, and You know, the powder form, it's stable, keeps forever. You could do bug control with it. You could do rat control with it. You could take it internally to kill, you know, parasites if you take it carefully. A lot of people don't realize that. But there's a lot of really great uses for borax, and it stores better than bleach. You know, it's all dry. It's pretty much natural. And there's another thing that other people were talking about was turpentine. You can get food-grade turpentine at your local drugstore. If you go to the homeopathic area, you'll find a little section down there, and it's mostly in Hispanic. But there's turpentine bottles, and I was wondering, why is there turpentine bottles next to these little tiny bottles of olive oil? And what it is that's a parasitic cleanser. And you could take this, you could cleanse out, like, a lot of parasites in your body if you take a tablespoon of it. You know, and it works quite well, and they've been using it for thousands of years.
Oh, I did not know that they made them in small
bottles. Yeah, it's a little tiny bottles, and you go to the, you know, it's pretty much in the health food section of your you know, drugstore, like CVS, and all those others and stuff. So just a little tip up for anybody. I got to go. Hey, good day, everybody.
Thanks, Steve. We appreciate it. You have a good weekend, hon. Okay, we have two more callers on the line. Fred in Idaho, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, I sure can.
I, through circumstances, anyhow, I do not listen to this program hardly ever, but I intend to in the future. I want to give out a website, but first of all, I want to give you a little background on me. Incidentally, I think Tom in Utah has some excellent input. I'm 80 years old, and I'm not a geek or a nerd. You know, I am not good on the computer, but I use it like a tool, like a John Deere tractor, a pickup, a dishwasher. It's a good version. But you have to wade through a lot of crappy stuff to get to the truth. And to use a Bible word or a term, it's discernment. But I lived in Alaska a lot of years, and I survived with my gun and out in the open for about 4 months straight. But I have been, for the past 4 years, an undisciplined vegetarian, but I'm going straight vegan. And that's no milk, no dairy products whatsoever, period. Now, I don't want to take up a lot of time and go into detail about breastfed babies and the mother's milk. But you can determine by their milk teeth and even when their molars come in, when you feed them other foods or harder foods other than the mother's milk. But that will take too long to describe. And I'm not really up on it. But here's the website. Now, let me, before I say this, I do a hell of a lot of research.
Okay.
I'm all over. I'm not one thought or one pony show. But if I only had one website in the world, only one, it would be this. And here it is. Have your pencils ready. AmazingDiscoveries.org. That's AmazingDiscoveries.org. Then you can go to the health method. And it covers so much, and even what RBN professes to put out in information. But you can, the health method. And I think will help a lot of your listeners, and I'm going to call in again. This is a very interesting show. Well, anyhow, thank you very much. Have a good day, and Susie in Arkansas and Tom in Utah has some excellent input.
Yes, they did. Thank you so much, Fred. We appreciate it. And if anybody wanted to check out that website that Fred was talking about, again, it is amazingdiscovery.org. We have another caller, Wes in Idaho. Are you there, Wes?
Thanks for taking my call. Boy, this RBN and the callers. I wonder if that caller from Utah I keep hearing would throw the Amish in jail for selling unpasteurized milk. Oh, my God. Am I going to hold?
But Wes, if I can get you to hold on for a few minutes, we got to go to break, yeah. And we'll be right back with you. Okay? Thank you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival on RBN, and we are talking with Wes in Idaho. Wes, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
anyway, go ahead.
Once again, you know, the Amish go out of their way to sell unpasteurized milk. I think they know more. They also walk barefoot, by the way. But unpasteurized milk, George Gordon, School of Common Law, he did a thing He really knew the Bible, as far as I'm concerned. He did a thing called, Veganism, Doctrine of Devils. Not only that, he had a, they told him 80% heart blockage. They wanted to do a massive, operation on him, and he went to his naturopath. His naturopath told him, you have been drinking that pasteurized milk, which is the problem. So I'm going to get you on unpasteurized milk. Be sure to do unpasteurized cream as well. And within a couple of months, he had got 40% of his heart blockage done away with. That also, Emma Marano lived to be 117 years old. She said she ate very little vegetables and fruits and ate a couple of raw eggs every single day for 75 years. They figured she ate 100,000 raw eggs. To Fred. Fred's supposed to really know the Bible. Didn't Jesus Christ feed 5,000 with fish? Was he trying to poison the people, perhaps? The book of Leviticus and the older translations, such as Geneva and King James, the Leviticus is the food laws. It actually says you shall eat red meat, meat of those animals that chew the cud, have a split hoof. Now, the newer translations all say you may eat these meats, but the older translation, King James Geneva, actually says it's like an order. You shall eat this meat, you Israelites. Weston Price, he was probably one of the greatest studies of diet ever done. In 1920, he is a dentist. He went around the world to study people that were still eating their old ancient diets. He was a dentist, and he treated a lot of people who needed braces and tooth decay. And he found these people that were still eating their old traditional diets, because of the vitamin K2, which was unknown in 1920 when they went around studying it, because of this vitamin K2 missing in the modern Western diets, they did not need... They never had tooth decay. They never needed braces because they got enough vitamin K2.
Wow. Thank you, Wes, so much for calling in. I'd like to thank all of our listeners and all of our callers for all their wonderful information. Hope that everyone has a safe and wonderful Memorial Day weekend, and we will see you here next Saturday from 10 to noon Central Time on RBN. You have been listening to The Rural Survival Show with Tim and Laurie Spencer.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.